Everyone knows the story of how pounding by big B-29 bombers helped the U.S. effort against Japan during World War II. Less well known, perhaps, is how those heavy planes got over Japan in the first place. They needed runways on islands in the Pacific, and that crucial task fell to the newly formed Naval Construction Battalion. We know them as the Seabees. Now the Seabees are celebrating their 75th anniversary, and joining me with a little history and a look ahead, Captain Cheryl Hansen, commanding officer of the Naval Construction Battalion, Gulfport. Captain Hansen, good to have you on.
Thank you. It's certainly my pleasure to be here today.
All right, so tell us the story. The Seabees are in, they build, their motto is, we build, we fight. What is it they build and how do they fight?
That's correct. So the motto is actually, with compassion for others, we build, we fight for peace with freedom. And the Seabees have tremendous capability for expeditionary construction and engineering. They are the naval construction force for expeditionary construction for the Navy. The Seabees have just a large variety of capabilities, from horizontal and vertical construction to construction and operation of expeditionary bases and facilities. They do amphibious and underwater construction, as well as tactical and sustainment bridging. In addition to just your traditional construction skills that the Seabees have, what really makes them unique is their defensive combat and tactical movement capability. So not only are they skilled construction men, they're also skilled in military tactics as necessary to defend their position in order to defend themselves when they're out there performing that expeditionary construction.
Because often in actual construction, they are doing their work in combat situations, or traditionally have.
That's absolutely correct. And so that's a part of what the view was, or what the vision was at the time when the Seabees were created during the World War II.
I guess we should also note, while we're talking about history, is that the only Naval Medal of Honor from Vietnam went to a Seabee.
That was Marvin Shields, who was the first and only Seabee to receive the Medal of Honor.
Let's bring it up to today. How big is the Seabees force, and where is it dispersed around the world?
The Seabees consist of six active duty Navy mobile construction battalions. They're homeported in two locations in the United States, on the West Coast and the East Coast. And the Naval Construction Battalion Center here in Gulfport is the East Coast home port for three active duty and two reserve construction battalions. The Seabees are deployed all over the world, currently performing humanitarian and theater security cooperation missions throughout the world in support of all of the combatant commanders at any given time.
And when you recruit for the Seabees, do people come into the Navy already having construction skills, or is this something you train people to do?
This is certainly something that we train people to do. During World War II, of course, when the Seabees were created, skilled tradesmen were brought directly in. In today's environment and the talent pool that we have, we bring folks in from all walks of life, from all over the country, right out of high school, some right out of college, certainly, but we provide all the training that's necessary, both in the technical trade skills that they need as well as the military skills.
And I guess maybe the answer was implied in what you said earlier, but how does it survive in an age when so much is contracted out and there's so many construction companies that are available to federal government agencies? Is it because of the war element and the operating in battle theaters that the Seabees have survived when so many other functions have been contracted out that are not direct, like sailing?
That's a really good question and a good point. And I think your response is absolutely correct in that, you know, the Seabees bring, again, a unique skill set in their defensive combat and tactical movement capabilities. And they bring with them all of the equipment and skills that they need to have staying power when they're forward deployed into very remote locations. They can respond extremely rapidly. They're scalable in terms of the size of unit that they can field, whether it's six Seabees for something very small in a remote location to a full-on battalion of, you know, 600 to 700 Seabees that you may need. So I think that's why the Seabees are still very viable and very important to the U.S. Navy's mission today.
We're speaking with Captain Cheryl Hansen, commanding officer of the Naval Construction Battalion in Gulfport. And when it comes to the design and planning of projects, is that also done by Seabee staff, the engineering part?
It is in many cases, yes. Again, depending upon what the mission is. But there is the Civil Engineer Corps are the officers who are all architects and engineers and have that capability. Generally, they're licensed engineers and practitioners, so they do have that capability. We also rely upon the Naval Facilities Engineering Command, which is the Navy's SISCOM for facilities and engineering. So we have the reach-back capability right into that expertise that's needed. No matter where we are in the world, no matter where the Seabees are, they have that reach-back capability for planning and design.
Because I imagine a base for a naval ship is probably something more elaborate than, say, where you would park a cruise ship.
Perhaps. There are certainly some unique requirements depending on what the platform of vessel is. But generally, all ships need utilities. You know, they've got to have power. They have to have a way to get fresh water or gray water. So those kind of basics are the same, albeit there are some unique requirements, certainly, for naval vessels.
And you need more gray paint than white, I guess, too.
Most likely, that's correct.
All right, so now it is the 75th anniversary of the Seabees. What are some of the activities, or what are you planning?
Yes, we're really excited about the 75th anniversary here along the coast. Of course, there are various activities going on both coasts to celebrate the 75th anniversary, because there is another home port installation that's on the West Coast. Here on the East Coast, we've got Navy Week that's coming here along the Gulf Coast the first week of April. We're really excited about that. We'll have the Navy Band. We'll have all types of exhibits to educate the public about the Navy and all the different elements to the Navy that there are, the Seabees being just one community within the Navy. So that's the first week of April. We also have an annual Seabee Day that we celebrate here on CBC Gulfport, where we invite the public to come on the base and get demonstrations of some of the tactical skills that the Seabees have, as well as demonstrations of technical skills. That's a great event that we have here along the coast. And then a little farther down the year, we have a couple other activities that are planned. We'll be opening a Seabee Memorial Plaza on the base, and we're going to have a ribbon cutting for that with a celebration. It'll be a nice memorial location for Seabees throughout the years, and it's adjacent to our Seabee Heritage Center, which is really just a great facility to remember what the Seabees along the East Coast have contributed to the nation.
Now, the Navy has shrunk and grown and shrunk and grown over the years, and you know that all depends on political decisions. Right now, it's kind of smallish. There are plans to increase the Navy size in terms of numbers of ships. As that happens, does that affect the Seabees in terms of the staffing and budgeting that you can command?
That's really not a question that I can, you know, foresee the answer to. Certainly, I think as the Navy identifies a requirement or a need for expeditionary construction skills, then headquarters will, you know, put that demand signal out there and make force structure changes as appropriate. From my perspective, you know, my role here at the Construction Battalion Center on the base is to make sure that the Seabees who are assigned here as their home port have all the facilities and services that they need to be ready to deploy at any given time.
And what's the biggest project going on right now?
On the base, we have a branch health clinic, which is a military construction project that was awarded 3 or 4 years ago, and that's in the final stages of construction to be completed in December of this year.
Navy Captain Cheryl Hansen is commanding officer of the Naval Construction Battalion Gulfport. Thanks so much for joining me, and good luck on the 75th.
Certainly, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Find more about the Seabees and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.